From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A 26-year-old Iraq war veteran who killed five people in a Florida airport Friday could face the death penalty. Esteban Santiago has been charged with an act of violence at an international airport resulting in death. He's also been charged with firearms charges. He could face execution if convicted. Santiago told investigators he had flown to Fort Lauderdale from Anchorage, Alaska, specifically to carry out the shooting. FBI agent Marlon Ritzman of the Anchorage field office said there is no evidence that Santiago was working with anyone else.
And while we are early in the investigation, there is currently no indication Mr. Santiago was working with any other individuals when he planned and carried out yesterday's attack.
Santiago opened fire with a 9mm handgun retrieved from his checked baggage in the Florida airport, killing five people and wounding six others. Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel said Saturday morning three of the victims are in good condition. Three others are currently in intensive care. One of the wounded was released on Saturday. Mutinous soldiers in Ivory Coast have released the country's defense minister and several other officials after holding them captive in Bouake. Alain Richard Duvahi had flown into Bouake in a bid to defuse a crisis sparked by soldiers taking to the streets demanding bonuses, pay raises, housing, and faster promotions. President Alassane Ouattara had earlier in the evening announced a deal had been reached between the two sides and asked soldiers to return to their barracks. Soldiers had taken over Bouake on Friday, and the dispute had spread to the country's commercial capital, Abidjan, and to other towns. For more on these stories, visit our website. This is VOA News.